I didn't ask for more excuses. Just do what you're supposed to do.
Well, I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do, Mr. Pushy Fingers. No, poking your fingers at me won't make me go any faster.
All right, listen. I'm not trying to cause a big problem here. I just asked you if you were ready, and you said yeah. And then I asked you to read the little disclaimer, and you didn't. That's the only issue I'm having.
Well, if you're having an issue with it, mister, imagine how I feel. Okay, listen, I was expecting, the reason I didn't do it is I was wanting a five-finger countdown for the start of the program.
All right, I can do that for you. Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And see, you're not saying anything.
Well, I'm expecting you to say action after you count the one, and then you say action. That's what most professionals do. You know what? I'm just going to do it the way I do it right now. All right, scallywags and varmints and gutter snipes and whippersnappers, yellow-bellied sapsuckers and sons of one-eyed, snaggle-toothed, mangy-haired whores. If any of those things bothered you, then you don't want to listen to Modest Joint because the language is usually much harsher. Dad, do you like that?
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Rock the fuck. Glad you dropped into the joint. Modest Joint. I am Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. Do you? Email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. Check me out at www.mikemodest.com. Hit me up on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, yada yada, etc., etc. This last weekend I was in Oregon, Springfield, at the Regional Sports Center, wrestling for the WCWC. Check them out at wc-wc.com. I had a great match against Dr. Cleaver. First of all, I could tell this cat trained for the match. The match was for a number one contendership for the WC Heavyweight Championship. This cat trained hard, man. He looked bigger and meaner than I have ever seen the dude. It was a classic tale of David and Goliath. I was David. He was Goliath. And I can tell you this, I don't like being David. At the end of the match, he hit me with some kind of sitting double grip choke slam. I think he calls it the Cleaver Bomb. He could have pinned me with the move, but he picked me up to inflict some more carnage on my person. I snuck in a small package, baby, for the win. When he tried to pick me up and hit me with the cleaver bomb a second time. I ain't taking that bump more than twice, you know what I'm saying? The fans really liked the match, and so did I. This guy was a real pro. Blazing hot the weekend in Oregon. I mean, it was on fire, molten, burning hot, and I loved every minute of it. Had a great time in Oregon. Thank you very much to all the fans of the WC. Next weekend I will be in Las Vegas. Wrestling out there on the 24th. I am totally stoked, man. I'm also going to be seeing my cousin out there, and I haven't seen him in like 10 years. So, Don, I'll be seeing you, brother. Looking forward to it. You know, just real quick, I was thanking the WC, and so that kind of brings me on to my next little thing here. I'm going to read a little poem. You know me, I've been doing a lot of silly little poems lately. All right, you ready? I just got out of the pool, so I got some snot running down my nose here. I'm kind of dried off, and I tried doing the joint once before, and I end up sweating my ass off. It's like 108 degrees in the joint. So I went out back and took a dive in the pool real quick and cooled down, and now I'm giving it a second go around. This song, I guess this poem is just called Thank You. This goes to my brethren, bumping Saturday night, jobbers and the superstars under the spotlight. Goes out to the Zebra Boys, keeping the fight fair. No biting, no eye gouging. Hey ref, he's got my hair. Shout out to the announcers sending my name out through the air. I'm hollering to each and every fan, screaming, Mike, we care. Let's not forget the promoter, who will fuck you if he can. Get in shape. No french fries. Your pay is short again. Ouch, that stings, which will bring another 50 in your hand. I rib, I jest, most promoters rest. It's because of them I have fans. What's my time, dear timekeeper? When can I go home? To a beer, a groupie's cheer, while she's riding on my bone. Thank you, gimmick table, usually all alone. Most boys gladly give 10%, but some will bitch and moan. Much love to all my sisters who bump and fight like me. I wouldn't even dream of calling them sissies. Sister, yes, even sis. Call her sissy and she'll get pissed. Choke you out, tap you too, then kick you in the balls. These bitches hang where most cannot, but still love shopping malls. May, though not young, I recall lessons taught to me by her and fabulous Moolah at a gym owned by Woody. I give these ladies much respect, always show them love. Yes, they have hearts like lions, but please treat them like doves. Who else have I forgot? Vendors selling dogs so hot, gopher boy and video dudes, bookers, writers, costume too. Mr. Wrestling is throwing me to the floor, psychotic fan stands up. He has three teeth, a knife unsheathed, and he's drooling in a cup. Psycho fan is crazy, he wants to be a star. Eyes of rage seem hazy. Security, there you are. Protect me from the fans. Protect the fans from me. It seems there is a problem. Thanks, security. Let's see, who's missing now? Too many 4-1 poem. Don't want to forget anyone to make anyone feel alone. If I've worked a show with you, no thanks you got from me. Domo arigato, grazie, overseas. Mucho, mucho gracias, technicos and rudos alike. Dankeschön, my German friends. You've all been thanked by Mike. In my heart, a special place, reserved, and there you stay. My wrestling familia, peace and love every day. So that goes to all the men and women that hang and bang with me in this wrestling business. And I don't care if you're the guy cleaning the toilets, man, or you're the promoter on the top. I thank all of you for making it happen and making it a part of my life. All right, we're almost done with the joint this week. Let's move on to the top 10 here. These are top 10 misconceptions by indie wrestlers. Just some things that I think indie wrestlers, like, kind of, you know, they're just not real clear on. The first one, the misconception about wrestling shared by indie workers. The business owes you something for all of your hard work and faithfulness. Let me tell you guys something. The business is a fickle bitch. She owes you nothing. When she is in a giving mood, take advantage of that whore. Ride that bitch as long as you can. But in the end, she will probably dump you or break your heart, at least at some point in your career. But for most of you, that bitch will never lift her skirt. You won't even make it to first base. Number 9 misconception by indie wrestlers. Arena rats are dangerous. No, arena rats are not dangerous. Only their vaginas are dangerous. If undisturbed, these docile creatures will usually cause no harm. Number 8 misconception by indie workers. I know the name of their finishing move. I don't know why that is, but they think I do. They think I somehow saw them before, even though they're not on television. Number 7 misconception by indie workers. I know the name of my finishing moves. I have no idea what the hell the name of a move that I do is, for the most part. I mean, you know, bar the basics, pile driver and a cradle suplex or something like that. But the twisting Lindy, I don't know. Number 6 misconception by indie workers. You should try the buffet. You know, guys think, well, buffets, man, you know, cheap and you can eat a lot. Man, I'll tell you what, they're dangerous, man. They make Mike Mata sick every time I try them. So I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, stay away from the buffets. You got some 5-year-old with glazed donut all over his face it's actually snot, but it looks like it has that glazed donut look. And he's up there serving himself, grabbing chicken and putting it back in the thing. I flew with a couple this weekend, man, and they had two little kids that were running around with snot on their faces on the airplane. And I kept thinking to myself, why the hell don't the parents have snot on their faces? Have a little respect, man. You know, your little kids are people, too. Clean their damn faces. Sorry, I kind of went on and on about that one. Number five, misconception by indie wrestlers. Two condoms are safer than one. This is not true. Condoms are designed to be used one at a time. Two condoms create friction and will cause a breach in the condom. See, giving out serious medical knowledge this week on The Joint. Number four, misconception by indie wrestlers. They think I, Mike Modest, gives the USDA stamp of approval to every stripper there is. No way, man. You have to be a good entertainer and a good dancer. It is more than just tits and ass, you know what I'm saying? They got to make eye contact with me. Make me believe I'm going home with them when the night is done. And if they can pull that off, that's when I stand up and I give them the stamp of approval. That's my holy shit, I'm getting worked by a stripper stamp. Number three, misconception by indie workers. Travel is fun. No, it's the worst part of the job, guys. By far, absolutely the worst part of this job. Even worse than the politics. Try having Cott's curry and hamburger steaks for, 3 weeks straight on the road in Japan. Diarrhea on 8-hour bus rides. It ain't fun. Not fun at all. You would not believe the size of this cockroach that just creeped by me here at The Joint. This thing must have been 2 inches long. Absolutely amazing. I won't kill it, though, because it's probably prehistoric. It's probably actually quite vicious as well. Number two, misconception by indie workers. I know everything. No, that isn't true. I just know what I gotta know. You capiche? And the number one misconception by indie wrestlers, it's easy for a guy like me who has a bit of a name. Not true at all. I have to hustle every day for every booking I get. I am encompassed within this business, and I love it. So, more than anyone, I probably question my own sanity when it comes to this business. But I love it. I believe in it. I breathe it every day. When it comes to this business, she is a dirty whore, and she gets around, but I still love her, this fickle wrestling business. I am grateful. I take the good with the bad. I accept my insanity, and I love her today as much as the first time I donned a pair of boots. With that being said, I have been your host, Michael Modest. You've been listening to Modest Joint. Wrestling is hardcore. Peace.